Blog Talk Radio.
If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slap when we ride up. Then saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago.
I was made in Chicago. I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting counting perfusions of mouth in the south of Chicago. Been to Perry, LA, NY, the A to me, they all great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas boy at it, niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. Mellow Mahalo. Bay hits, them hitters, it be at your address to see you tomorrow. Blessing, cutting up, they calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, your boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tara. Be away and no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright.
So don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. Ain't they from Chicago? Murder cappy of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influenced my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Lou, where you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the heart of Chicago. I go high from Chicago. Get pop in my city, get popped in my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn a white pyro. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 Fri
All right, y'all. How y'all doing this evening? Yeah, thank you for calling and joining with me again on another Big Eddie's Grudge Discussion Talk Show. That's right, Fish Fry Friday. I don't know if we got any fish to put in the grease tonight for whatever reason, but somebody probably come up with something. So just stay tuned. See if we can fry, die, and lamb to the side. Look here, y'all. We're going to try to find out what's happening tonight. They say 41 is open free for tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday for Test and Tune. So if anybody wanted to get out there and mix it up, they can damn sure go out there and mix it up. You know, that's something that would be nice to do. The event up in Georgia was canceled. So a lot of people that was traveling that way don't have to go. So it should be some people being there to mix it up this weekend. But we can have more fish to put in the grease, you know. But I want to know how everybody doing tonight. You know, last night, I didn't listen to the show very long. But I heard something that didn't sound quite right to me, because it's rough enough as it is to make decisions and choices without putting something solid that do go along with the track to me. Shit. I mean, it's the only way I'm going to race at the track. You know, if I race, I want to have definitely track rules, because it's a safety factor in that. And it eliminates some nonsense, like trying to hit the wall and make it to the finish line. You know, some people hit the wall, lose completely control of the car. And I'm talking about when you hit the wall and then trying to stay on the gas to get to the finish line first, you know, it'll tell them what could happen. So I definitely don't like that part of what they call grudge rules. Now, you still, it's not a rule. When you step the race the way you want to race and two people agree to it, that's a good fact. You know, if two people agree to their steps, then, you know, ain't nothing to argue about. If it's everything wrote down and taken care of the right way, it's just a step. But track rules eliminate some nonsense as far as red light. Red light to lose. You cross the line, you lose. You hit the wall. Some of the tracks are out of bounds. Wherever you get even out of bounds, you lose. So that kind of eliminates some nonsense right there. So I think it's the only way I would race at the track is with track rules. And I don't race on the street no more, so I don't even go out there to see the races on the street. I look at them on video. It's good enough for me. They do their thing. I ain't knocking them for what they do, but I don't want to be a part of it. Okay, here we go right here. What's going on, Brother Rob?
Yeah, I think, this is what I think.
Yeah.
I think the guys that holds the DP money should make rational decisions before the race is over with. They need to... When I say go to the loser, the whole point is it ain't about you being the DP man and having the power to call the race the way you feel it is, and that's just how it goes. And you telling me to basically be okay with your decision. No. Treat my money like you would want your money treated. So just because you the DP man don't make it you all powerful, almighty. No, it don't. No, no. It's different ways that, like, for example, Ed, me and you could be going down the track racing for our money. And
right.
I beat you by half a car. You can't, the guy that's holding the money down there can't see that I beat you by half a car, but it could be a windy day, a rock could kick up off a tire, and go through the beam and make it seem like you won. Now, he pay off the winner that he thought is won because he seen the light come on, but I come back and say, hey, man, I won the race. I didn't know a rock or a leaf flew through the beam and made that man look like he won when he lost. Now that's a problem. That's why you don't, as a DP man, you go to both parties. They say it's a courtesy. No, you got my money. You make sure everything is good for the way the race was supposed to be ran before you pay off my money. Same thing like...
It sounds fair to me.
Yeah. And that's how, if you want to be a good DP man, you want to be right about it, be right about it. Don't you can't hold my money and say I'm the Messiah. No, you can never hold my money. If you always claim to be right, you never wrong in what you talk about, you can never hold my money.
No.
Because you basically telling me.
Well, you know, Rob, I heard I lived in the Shake and Bake Show one night, and they had K.O. on there. And I think K.O. might have been on our show one night, too. And, you know, he's from California, and he was on Sam's show one night, too, and he was talking about just that. And the way they do it is basically like the way you say you do it, and that you would rather see it done and stuff like that.
Right.
So, you know, it all depends on, I guess, who you got as a DP man and how it go. But, you know, in this thing right here, one thing I'm not going to do, if a person make a mistake, is ride them to death because, man, in this perfect world, we all make mistakes. And sometimes it be honest mistakes. So I definitely ain't going to ride a person if they made a mistake, if they were wrong, right or wrong, you know. I just look at it and say, oh, well, they had to deal with it. But you try your best to make it right, at least to me. To me, it should at least
try to make it right. Right. And you're right, because the thing, it's just simple as that. And like you said, if I step track rules and you don't know what track rules is, either find out what they is, because if you don't know and you pay that money off, it makes you look bad. Why are you holding the money if you don't know what the rules
but
are?
But you know what, Rob? The track rules that we looking at is basically the safety part of it, and also if you're using the wind light, you know that. And the safety part is the most important part. When we say track rules, we don't use every track rule because we're not in different classes have different rules. We're not in
Absolutely.
None of the classes. So the rules that goes into the classes, it don't have anything to do with us. It don't apply. Just like in the classes, you can't touch the cars and the burnouts and stuff like that.
Right.
You know,
we ain't
car
got
to be able to move forward and back up. Right. We ain't talking
right.
about that. Yeah, we talking about
we talking
down
about
that
the
track safe.
Stuff. Yep. Because
right.
the whole thing
That's
is
right.
the, when you see that wall going, when you see that white line, or it might be yellow, going down that wall.
Yep.
And it might have a little space between it. Once you touch that yellow line or go past that yellow line, you out of bounds. You lost.
That's
you
a some
should,
track.
The whole point
That's
is to give you
now.
A warning.
Unless they change
right.
it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that line is there to give you a warning. You're getting close and getting unsafe. It's supposed to give you a reminder of get off the gas, live to race another day. Just like if you're going
right.
towards the center line, it's letting you know you're getting out of bounds, live to race another day. That's all it is. I understand some of the guys that drive. It's like a competitive drive. You know what I'm saying? It might not always be about the money. For me, it's the competitiveness in the race. I don't even think about the money when I'm going down the track. I could still beat
right,
this guy.
Right.
But I know if I lift a little bit and he passed me up and I already had a hard time staying in front of him, I can't catch him. I'm not going to be able to beat him. Get off the gas. What's $2,000? If you're going with the mindset, you race what you can afford to lose, then you know you can afford to lose that money and come back and try it again if that person is not scared to try it again.
Try it again.
Yeah,
that's right.
And like you're saying, them track rules are there. When you go farther than track rules, now you're looking for bull crap. You're looking for bull crap in the game. You know the main thing when you say track rules is basically about safety. Don't cross these boundaries. Don't cross the boundaries out there by the wall. If I red light, you chase me and you cross these boundaries.
You lose.
Up until that red light, you was the winner when I red light. But when you cross the boundaries.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You lose. Give me that money.
Yeah. That's the kind of stuff we need when we use track rules and nothing else. Track, and then another good part about it is, if you're the DP man and you're selling in one lane, and the car looks like he might have went over the line, and you can't tell with your eyes whether he
did
or not,
tell,
you know
right.
he's close. You can always go to that tower. The tower can see it. Say, did he cross the line?
Yep.
Tower say, yeah, Nate. You know.
Yep.
So
and then
I
like
think
that,
track rules
that,
is definitely important.
Right. Like that race with Trigger Man. If that guy would have paid off that money, Ed, without finding all the details or just going based off of what he seen, Trigger Man, he would have realized that old boy crossed the center line before Trigger Man crossed the center line. When Trigger Man crossed the center line, he could have been past the finish line. See, all those things come into play. So that's why as you as a DP, man, you just can't pay right off thinking, well, it's all said and done. That's what I see. What you see can be wrong. It ain't always what you think it is.
Yeah.
I had somebody that was a DP man. He came to me and said, was you satisfied with the race? I lost the race. He came to me. I appreciated that. Because if I had a, if I'm the negotiator of my race, Eddie, I'm the driver and I'm the guy that stipped the race. Now I'm going through the court and I see something that was a problem that this dude violated. Now, how do you pay off that guy that ain't driving his car that did the stip without finding out to me if everything was okay with the race? And then when I come back around, he paid the money off. Why you do that? He didn't win that race. Was it like it? No. If I'm the driver, if I won the race, you got to wait for me to come back around to pay me, right? Well, wait for me to come back around to let me know, ask me if everything was okay, everything was legit. Come on, man. That's all I'm saying. If you really, I always hear these DP bears got paid them. Pay them for what? If you don't want a DP, don't DP. If you ask, don't do it. You shouldn't get paid for nothing. Let that person decide if they want to pay you or not. You shouldn't be holding your hand out. Let them just shoot. You a part of the race team. If a guy want to give you some money, he give you some money. If he don't, he don't. He just looking for a fair race. All you doing is making the right decision.
Yeah, well, there ain't nowhere in the world can't be human error. So DP man can make mistakes, and just like even electronics. The electronics make mistakes sometimes.
Yeah.
It's going to be mistakes regardless, you know, but this is how you try to work
When you say, hey, head up Pro Tree track roof, right? The lights could be on a different setting of a tree because you got a pro light and you got a sportsman light. That man, that might pop on and you leave. Oh, you read like that wasn't the tree. So why are you paying off? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm about to be like you, Ed. I'm about to have these grand baby twin boys over here. Yeah. I'm about to have these twin boys. So let's go.
Well, that little 1 year old I got, boy, that was like a twins by herself last Friday, man. She was like a set of twins.
You about to hit him in a hot second. I got to go to this door. But it's so many things that can go wrong. That's why you shouldn't pay right away. Go to both, have them come together. Everything good? Yeah. Everything good. Then that's it. What up, boys?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Did they eat? You know.
And 2668, your mic is open. Been open for a minute there.
Hey, Big Eddie.
What's going down?
Tim House speaking.
You sound like Tim House.
I like to say, I heard.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I heard you say something about like I'd rather do. But you got to remember, there's three things out there. Track rules mean IHRA, NHRA, IHRA, and track grudge racing rules at the track. So that's the ones that you got to be careful with. That grudge race bouncing off the wall, he crossed, you know, worse.
I don't believe in that. That's why I say
that.
That's good. That's why I say I would never race under grudge rules. It would have to be track rules, whether it's NHRA, IHRA, or whatever. The track rules basically are the same as far as like what we use part of the rules. We don't use no part of the rules that got nothing to do with your cars. Coming up there had to be a certain way. You can't touch the cars and all that. The only rules we're looking for to use is the red light and the safety rules as far as hitting the walls and crossing the line. First to worst and stuff like that. That's the only part of the rules we use. Ain't nothing else in the track rules apply to us because we're not running none of their classes. And that's what we need, the safety part of it. And that's what I'm talking about. Whether it's NHRA, IHRA, or whatever, if you red light, you lose. Mm-hmm. If you cross the line, you lose. First to worst, you lose. It's just as simple as that. It's the safety part of the rules that we only use because we're not in no class.
I agree with that.
So that's definitely something.
That
I would never
it.
Run without that. Yeah, I wouldn't run without that, man. Eliminate some of the bullshit. Because that shit hitting the wall
now
and staying on the gas, that's some bullshit to me.
What about when these guys, or something like when you say, okay, in the lanes, race ready, that means that I got to sit in the car with my helmet on and it's 92 degrees outside? Or if I'm in the lane and I'm putting air in my tire or something like that, does that mean I'm not race ready? I mean, they get so technical and stupid in the racing game.
They came,
that's
they came,
it's
yeah,
like,
I agree with you on that one.
But like,
brother,
we keep stepping ourselves into this. Ain't no race. I mean, you can't be that smart.
That's right.
Every darn thing to ask for, man. Why don't we just race, man?
Yeah.
And put the regular stuff in there and
that's
let's go. But everybody want a trick. You know what,
yeah.
Eddie? I saw you in the lane, but you didn't have your helmet on. You wasn't race ready. Hey, Eddie,
yeah.
I saw you in the lane,
right.
But you was putting gas in your car, so you couldn't have been race ready. Come on, man. This is crazy stuff we doing.
Tim House, that ain't nothing but a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's all it
yeah.
is. And we allow it.
Yeah.
We allow it. And
he's getting too
far
in
hand, and we are the ones that let it get there because nobody say nothing, and they come right in and trick somebody, and then they laughing, and you got to realize, hey, man, this going to cause a problem.
Hey, and then they wonder why ain't nobody racing because it's just too much dumb stuff in the game.
Rob, since y'all on the phone and shit, and y'all more into these grudge racing than I am, can y'all give me an explanation of a couple of grudge rules?
I don't go by grudge rules. I go by track rules. I don't know nothing about the grudge rules.
I steady hear that. And I'm trying to find out what the hell is, give me the explanation, the definition of a couple of grudge rules.
I can give an explanation.
You can bounce off the wall, I think, as long as you stay in your lane and still win a race. That's the only one I know.
I've never heard of no shit like that. Excuse me.
Yeah, Eddie, I was saying this. Kima don't want me to talk too long.
I ain't saying shit.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, back to what?
Kick. Kimo.
Hey, Kid.
Yeah.
Hey, Kid.
Yeah.
What's up, y'all?
Yeah.
Hey, my grudge grows in head up, both feet, off the trailer, no shakedown. In the lane at 4 o'clock.
No,
hold on.
I'm just saying,
mine is real simple. Head up, pro three, off the trailer, no shake guy in the lane at 5 o'clock. So when they pull us up there to be ready to race, I'll be ready to race. I ain't gonna be up there trying to put no gas in no car. I ain't gonna be in there trying to charge no batteries up. I come to race.
That's a stiff, Leon. Leon, that's a stiff. I said a rule. Give me a grudge, the definition of a grudge rule.
Ain't no grudge rule. These people just make you shit up. Ain't no grudge rule.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting at.
That's what I'm talking about.
I never heard of no shit like that before.
I ain't never heard no grudge rule. Y'all make us, each party have agreement what they want to do, what time, you know what I'm saying? And that's it. That's all. All that other shit, if I go in there trying to say, well, if you ain't there at 5 o'clock and you sitting there putting gas in your car, you know, you a big-ass mouth, yes, I want my money. The big mouth, I got to ask.
I can understand that.
They talk Hercules shit every day, and I'm going to say this, and I've been saying it for the longest. Today is Friday. If I'm going to lock you in today for Sunday, why the hell I think to sit there and be waiting on you to get there at 5 o'clock and you should have been the first one there? And
y'all know,
today is
y'all
Friday,
know where that
booty
is
locked
in
for
Sunday.
That's the problem. We don't know how to – some of the people don't know the meaning of learning their equipment and being on time is what you say you want to do. When you're on time, you got 15 people that, oh, he was wrong. He could have waited. He could have waited. He didn't want to race no way. You're a lie. If I leave and drive my house for 2 hours and race you at 5 o'clock and I get there at 2 o'clock and I'm sitting around waiting you at 4:45, I'm in the stage tonight. You should be there too. So when they wave our hands and get up there, we should be ready to go. Not
true.
All that is true.
Hey, Kid and Leon, sometimes things do happen. Just like when we was coming to the track, Leon was driving the car, we was getting ready to race, I had a massive blowout on the tire. I looked up, they told me, oh, man, I left the tire in the garage. Man, what is you got to have a spare tire. Yeah, I left it in the garage. I'm sorry. But we got a race, man. I got to pay this man to come out of the company and put a tire on this trailer. We rushed to the track. We got there, and we couldn't make a pass. But what if the person, we was trying to get in the lane or something. You know, we here. We got checked in. We here. You know, come on, man. Sometimes, I say sometimes, but if you come waddling in there 2 hours later, an hour later, and all that, man, no. But things do happen. At least I can call you and say, hey, Kid, Leon, hey, man, I'm right here. I can't get
through.
The police got an accident here.
I can't get through.
I'm right here, man. I mean, sometimes things happen. How long is it going to take you? I'll be there in probably about 10 minutes. Give me 5-10 minutes. I'll be right in the gate. They got an accident here. I mean,
That's a courtesy call.
Yeah.
That's all it is. That's a courtesy call. But see, I was brought up under the act, you know, I was brought up under in the grudge race, or, you know, in race period, where it would take an act of Congress to keep me off your ass, whatever it takes to get this race off. That's what we're going to do.
Right.
Timo, you that's sleep right. or you awake?
But see, Kid, y'all didn't there one there to this show out fight. And show up and show out. Y'all was there to win money. It wasn't no game plan. That's why y'all had so many followers and people watched y'all, because y'all ready. Y'all went on the bullshit. Y'all said y'all be there.
Exactly.
Y'all ready.
These
motherfuckers want to come to the track and want you to feel sorry and give him a break, because you been fucking around your damn
y'all got
to
have one talk at a time. Can understand everybody.
Yep.
Yeah, well, come on.
It was gonna take an act of Congress to keep us off your ass. Whatever it took to get this race off, that's what we're gonna do.
Yeah. And if we go back to that kind of mentality, cut out all the trickery and let's race, and then people don't mind. I like that part where Leon and Melvin was doing their thing. He said, you gave me courtesy, I'm gonna give you courtesy. Yeah, I'll be there in a couple minutes. Give me time. Yeah, I'll be there. No problem. And we good. That's what you need to go back to. All this trickery, you tricked me out of some money, and then I'm going to say, you kiss my behind, and now you keep that money because I ain't going to never run you again. And I don't want to run none of you. Bump you. Going over to
right.
The class racing. It don't make sense.
Right.
See, sometimes that
trickery
kills. Right.
It kills your racing action.
That's right, man.
It kills your racing action.
Sometimes you not, that trickery not, you say, well, ain't no racing because the people tired of getting tricked out their money. You laughing at me, but I can't do it. No. You can't do that to me because I ain't going to let it happen. Now, that, I'm going to get mad at that. But, you know, come on, man. Let's just race and have fun. You're going to have more fun laughing and racing. Man, we tore your behind up. Or like Leon say, we paralyzed your behind. We melted you. We knocked you unconscious. You know, that's funny. And have a good time. But if you say, I took your money, and we laughing at you, now you embarrassing me. You're making me look like I'm a fool and a trick. Now I'm ready to get upset and fight now because that's when you begin your feeling. But we go up here and race, ain't nothing you can get in your feeling about. We pulled your behind out. That's all. So, yeah, all that trickery stuff is just getting to be. And look at the race. People want to go over to a shootout instead of getting into grudge racing.
Race them out.
Yes, sir.
All that trickery going to do. Get somebody a goddamn hospital bill or something. That's all they're going to do.
You ain't lying.
That's all it's going to do. So they're going to be tricking the wrong person, and something bad going to happen. So that's what this shit going to be.
And everybody keeps saying it. It just ain't happened yet. Everybody keeps saying it. Yeah, same thing. Leave that alone, man. If you want to race, let's race. You trying to be slick and trick me out of my money, and embarrass me and make me feel like a piece of trash, then you get mad, and then you got a problem. No, don't do that, man. Let's race. And you race, you're having fun. Sitting around talking junk, it ain't going to work like that because you're trying to trick me out of my money, make me say something that I don't like or wasn't trying to say. I just want to race you, man. Let's go. If you want to race, or do you want the $200, I'll lend you the $200. You want me to lend you the $500, I'll lend you the $500. Hey, I don't want to just give it to you. Why would you want $200 when you can get $1,200, $1,500, $2,000? Come on, man. And bet what you can afford.
But
you got these guys.
But
they
the
get
end.
On this thing. Everybody want to bet $5,000. Ooh, kids spend. Oh man, look at that. He betting $5,000. That's glamorous. That's why they do it. Then when they get their behind tore, they trying to find some trickery way to get out of it. Oh, man, you said we're going to race the first race at 3 o'clock. It's only 2:30. Man, come on, man. I can't pay you. I'm talking about the second race. That's at 3 o'clock. Come on, get off the line, man. Crazy stuff they doing. They don't realize it, but they killing grudge racing. They killing it. And we letting them get away with it.
Hey, Big
yes,
Eddie.
Indeed.
And one thing. Oh, I know.
Hey, Big Eddie. Yes, sir. How you doing, Big Eddie?
Yeah. All right. So
Oh, pretty good. I just want to jump in there and say a couple little things. I don't know if it matter or mean anything, you know, but I'm always here to help. You know, just like I've been around for a long time, 76 years of it, and been out there myself. And I look at it back then, we used our hand and manpower for a lot of things. But now, all the generations out here now,
yes,
you know, they got push buttons, everything. Everything is a touch of button. So
yeah.
that's what's happening. You know, the generations don't really change. So to me, you got to really pay attention these days. You understand what I'm saying? Because like I said again, the generations don't change.
Mm-hmm.
So since the generations change,
yes, sir.
they're not gonna do what you and me did when we was out there racing. Not these days, because everything is touch buttons. Back when we was out there, it was six or seven of us that got together and got a 2x4 and put a chain across the motor and raised it up and put it in by hand. Or put a come along on a tree or made some poles up or something and did that. But now these youngins don't do that. They just touch a button. So they're going to change. Everything is going to be trickery and easy for them. The thing to me, when you go out here racing now, you just got to pay extra attention to where you go in your pocket and reach in there and get your money and put your money out there. Then some of these old cats, they done got some trickery stuff with them too. They done been around a long time. So they done got a little trickery too. So it works for some of them, and some of it's not going to work for. So what I'm saying, I don't know if it means anything or not, but things just don't really change. Touch button to manpower when we was out there. So I'm going to lay back.
Yeah, what you're saying, I know make a lot of sense. But to me, the way I decide to deal with it is just to race the way I race. And if I can't come across that, then I just won't race. If it don't fit me, then I just won't try to make myself fit it. It's just as simple as that, man. You know, you can't knock nobody else for what they do and how they do things. Just keep on doing what you do. That's all.
That's it.
Yes, you can, Eddie. Yes, you can. I'm going to give you a reason why. When you have, as a father, all of us may be your fathers and stuff like that. If you ain't, you got the father tendencies in you. Watch this. If your children doing something wrong, you tell them and you teach them. These young people, it's our fault, we did not teach them anything about racing. They ain't trying to tell us what's going on about race, and they ain't racing. If you got electronic power grids and all that stuff, that's beautiful. You're faster than us and all that, but that don't make you smarter than us. We trying to tell you something, man, and they all still talking about all the technology they got, and they ain't racing. They ain't doing what they're supposed to do. They crying and complaining. We did it, man. We got to go back to racing. And all that other stupid stuff that we doing, they need to tell them. It's wrong, man. It's wrong. But if that's what you want to do, it's
not
fine.
You can't beat it. You can't beat it in the head. You can't beat it in the head, Tim.
Yeah.
All you can do is speak on it.
Right.
And if they don't agree with it, then you let them do what they do, and you do what you do. It don't affect you if you don't let it affect you. It only affect you when you let it affect you.
Okay, Timos. If we go down the woods and break our leg, we're going to take our shirt off and grab a couple of sticks and going to work our way out the woods. They're not going to do that.
Right.
They're going to lay there and die. They will take a gun and kill you on this corner. Then that same gun, they'll run to the next corner and shoot somebody on the next corner. Me and you will think about trying to get rid of that so we won't get caught with the evidence. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It makes good sense. I agree with you. I agree with Eddie. And I think that, you know, when we come up and we say things like, man, when I was raised, I wouldn't do that, man. I don't like that. I don't think that that's right. You know, I just think that they messing up the game. They think they pumping the game up, but actually when you look, they ain't racing like we did. I remember I used to race sometimes 2 times a week, 3 times a week. People calling you, hey, man, you want to shake it down? How much, man? 1,000. Let's go, man. Let's get it on. Let's get busy. Hey, don't call all them guys from the west side and the east side, man. Let's get it done. Because you know why I used to do that? Because somebody in the crowd been running their mouth. They may want to try me too. So what if I do? If we bring them and they look up and see how fast you're going, man, I ain't jumping on unknown. You must be crazy. You see how hard that car left? But he was running your mouth about 15 minutes ago. So if you don't bring all them people in there and let them see, we can smack a hole in their behind and get both of them. Like the old people say, don't run down there and get one. Let's walk down there and get them all. That's how you got to do. You got to knock their behind out. You know? So that's all
okay,
I'm saying.
Timo. Okay, Timo. Okay, Tim, I was
right. Your mic is open.
It were parts. You know, like now, when you tell them how fast another car was running, what they do? They try to break you down with parts, trying to take parts off your car, different type of tires, different type of this and that, this and that. But when we was out there racing, we don't care what kind of parts you had. You get me today, we come back
next week
and get you next week. But now, it's all about parts. They'll break you down with parts right now.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it's a different with technology. And when we work with manpower and work with each other, you understand what I'm saying? So it's a different kind of strength now.
Right.
I mean, any kind of way you want to look at it, you can look at it any kind of way you want to look at it. But, I mean, that's just it. These youngers right now touch buttons. Back then, we used strength.
Yep. And when you said that, the first thing popped in my mind is that they call it what they call it. We call it class racing without the clock on. because guess what they did? One car race, gas intake, small block. You got to have 28. You can't do this. You can't do no wheelie bar. You got, man, come on,
yep.
man. What kind of crazy stuff is that? That's class racing, man. 100%
That's
fast racing.
I'm going to take one more shot.
All steel.
Can I say something right quick?
I'm going to take one more shot, and I'm going to get out of here. Let me get one more shot, and I'm gone for the night. My next shot is this. Now, Tim House, we had our time when we was growing up, and we had a lot of generations, and a lot of us still out there. But then you look at all the people before you and me. It's not many of them left before me and you. It's a few of them.
Right.
Now, they need to have their time, too. So they got their time now, and a lot of us is not accepting that. I'm going to accept that because I had my time, too, and I had a good time when I was having mine. So either I'm going to fit in or I'm going to move on. I'm out of here.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
There you
go. Go ahead, Al.
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing?
All right. Good.
All right. How you
going
doing
on? I'm all right. I was just listening to what y'all was saying a little bit. I was listening a little bit about what y'all was saying about, you know, how the racing is now and how it used to be. And I grew up into it since 84. That's when I was born. So I still got that. I have that old soul in me, that old mentality of how y'all got down when y'all was when I was coming up. Really didn't care what another person had. If my car wasn't breaking up, then I'm playing with my car. You know, the thing I see the difference with now and then is my favorite word, the pedigree. I think it's a different when it's a difference with a person on the outside looking in and want to do something and a person inside that came up doing it want to do something, if you get what I'm saying. Let's just say I got a buddy that went out to the track with me one day. He was like, man, I want to get into this. I want to drag race too. And he put a car together. You know what I'm saying? That's fine. But his heart might be different. You see what I'm saying? He might flow a different way. Me, I came into it, and I wouldn't care who I'm racing. As long as my car go A to B or, you know, as long as I got heat in the headers and I could just make a clean pass, I'm a race. You might have this person. I seen him make a pass. I don't know, instead of just believing in what he has. So, to me, it's like a different pedigree on how it was when I came up compared to how the guys are now, how I see the racing going on right now. It's too much. To me, it's not enough heart out there compared to how y'all guys was. I see when I came up, guys race each other, and they'll probably go have breakfast later on. When the sun came up, that's how long they was out there. And they'll race again the next following weekend.
Oh, yeah.
But these guys now that I see, they too buddy-buddy. They don't want to race each other. They rather collab. It's just the pedigree is different because some of them on the outside was on the outside looking in since they want to do this. And even if they came up seeing their uncles or whatever the case might be doing it, they wasn't deep in the trenches with it at that time and decided later, okay, I got time to do it or not. So they like bracket races. Bracket racers know what another person is doing. Grudge racers don't. And when you're a bracket racer and you try to get into grudge racing, you still kind of leery on how you're going to get in the game because you always knew what the next man did, and with grudge racing, you don't. So that's to me, that's the best way I could compare how they are now or how it is now with the newer generation of racing.
And the man said it well.
Yeah, man.
Said it well. I agree.
Yeah, I agree that too, man. But one thing I'm going to tell you, man, a lot of things that we think. No.
We not hating them.
A lot of things
that
we think.
I'm proud of them. Because I think that your young generation is flying, man. Them guys is flying. I got to give it to them. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. But look at their race program, man. They ain't racing nobody. They always skipping and they're always some arguing about some dumb stuff. And man, look, man, if you win or you lost, he did this. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. Man, get the heck. Let's go, man.
Hey, Tim House. Tim, can I ask you one question?
Sure.
When you go over there to Holbrook, which one of them guys go in there and take and have that money in their hand and let them trade for the season?
None of them. Nope.
Okay, so if none of them goes in there with you, how in the hell can they tell you what you got to have?
There you go.
Because they came out with
that's the problem right now. These guys don't understand. People spend their hard-earned money, and then for you to tell somebody what they got to have to race, just say you just don't want to race them. Because people going in there spending their money, and you ain't nowhere in sight. When they in them shops, the machine shops or them chassis shops spending their money, you ain't nowhere around. If you don't want to race, then stay out there, man, wait. Otherwise, leave them alone. Because you really basically all that, you got to have this and you got to have that. Man, go to hell. You ain't got to have nothing, because when I go in them shops and spend that money, you ain't nowhere around. So how in the hell you going to tell me what I got to have? Man, stop it. It's too much.
I'm going to tell you another thing I feel that's hurting the grudge racing game. When you got another person telling a guy he could do this or he could do that. So you got this other man that you done told this to that got this car, and he ride down that quarter, and when that lady give him that white ticket, now, y'all messed up in the head, because this person done told him what this man could do, but his white ticket is telling him something else. So he's stuck on
that's
the number instead of just worrying about if that man could actually put that time on him and just trying him.
Yeah, I ain't saying jump out there and be no fool. You see a person that you know is much stronger than you, get out there and try him. But if you figure a person in your zip code that you running, and you see that car running, and you say, you know what, I'm going to try him. Try him. Just do it for what you can afford. Don't go all off on to be exotic and want to race the 10 on 20,000 and all that kind of stuff. Right. Have fun with it, you know. I ain't going to say it. Like,
you know
I know my car is way slower than Donye, and I'm going to go out there and race him just to race. Nah, I ain't going to be that kind of fool. But I ain't going to fuck with him either. I ain't going to fuck with him. Now, if he come to me and say, you know what, you got 5, 6 in the break, and I figure that'll help me, I might try him. Negotiate a race. But I'm not going to tell him, look here, man, you got to take the tires off. You need to take your hood off. And I want you to take the dry shop out, and I'll race you. I ain't going to do that.
Right.
Either you know you can go or you don't.
But you know what else, too, Big Eddie? But stop a lot of racing.
What up,
because if me and you talking about racing, and we just like we on this show right now, and we talking about racing.
All right.
You got 39 other motherfuckers that's getting in between now talking about what you should be doing and what we should be doing.
Instead of letting me and you lock
our race in, you got 39 more motherfuckers standing around on the side talking about, man, no, you shouldn't do this or this and that. And, you know, that's why I ain't no fucking racing now.
I had a guy mind their own business. My buddy was talking to somebody else about trying to get a race going. They going back and forth. And then I guess one of his affiliates chimed in, oh, you always doing this or doing that, and got involved in the race. So I asked the person that my buddy was initially trying to race, say, hey, are y'all in a crew together? He stopped chatting that day. He never answered the question. But he let this dude get involved with what them two had going on. And it just went total south. Like you said, too many people get involved with somebody else's business. But if you do that to them, they're ready to argue. You cock blocking and all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I got old man at my job telling me all the time, hey, don't sit up there and try to get somebody else to eat what you done cooked, and you won't eat it yourself. And he put it the best way. Like, you can't be throwing stuff out there, and you can't be throwing stuff out there, doing stuff to other people, then when it get done to you, it's a problem. And I see that a lot.
Yeah.
It's simple to me, man. Grudge racing is simple. They done made it harder than what it actually is.
I agree with you.
It's supposed to be real simple. You should be able to lock in a race within a couple seconds if both people actually want to race.
My brother, let me ask you a question. What about when you spend – I heard Lee say you spend your hard-earned money, you're doing the best you can. Maybe I don't make as much money as you, maybe I got bills or whatever it may be, but you got junk. You ain't nothing. You slow. You ain't busy. Oh, you got your butt whooped. And that's what grudge racing come to, but sometimes we get so personal, the people don't even want to be bothered with that. They just go somewhere else. I can just go here and class race. They don't want to do it no more because we made it a humiliation. I'm the one that got the most money, so I make all the rules. And you know, and I've heard that so many that he who had the most gold make all the rules, and that's what they doing, man. The people are making all the rules, and we come on, man. It's sad, man. You'll see a whole lot more racing, and it don't matter if you got two Volkswagen. They up there, they got their money up there, and they ride. They doing the best they can.
That's why you see a lot of times the guys
have street racing.
They
enjoy it.
They're
not faster than some of the big boys.
No. I don't understand some of the guys that get clowned or is looked at as nobody that race and probably lose compared to a person that so-called have a fast car but haven't raced or barely raced.
You're talking good, son. I don't know where Eddie at, but you're talking good, son. I like that.
I'm right here. I'm right here.
I see that a lot.
You know why they do that? They do that because they ain't nobody, and they want to be somebody, so they just pick on anybody.
You got a group of people that
condone and support the person that don't do nothing.
That's right.
They got the
so-called
fast car. And they'll jump the bandwagon and clown that person that's racing.
You talking?
Yeah, he done lost, but he's racing. He's still giving the fans something to watch.
They say every circus needs a clown, so you know if you don't feed off into them, then I guess they'll go sit their ass down somewhere. But a lot of people feed off into them and they agree with it. Go along and get along with it. So I guess that's why they do what they do.
Yes, sir. Hey, man. It's definitely a lot can be talked about. And if everybody be honest and not be just clicking with the other person, we could probably get somewhere because some people can be dead wrong and they click and tell them they're right. And that don't get us nowhere.
Yeah.
You know. So we definitely got to be honest in this thing here. But like I say, man, it ain't nobody really got a fuss and fight and argue. If somebody races a certain way and it don't fit you, just let them alone. That's all, you know. And if they want to come to terms where y'all can come to grips and race the way y'all want to race, then make it a race. But one thing I am not going
to
do is sit there and pull my car to pieces to race you. If you know what I got from the first place, if you figure you can whoop me, then whoop me. Don't sit up there and tell me I need to take this off and take that off when you try me. You can always negotiate other ways.
Yeah, this is true.
That's just like Lee. Lee got a small block. If he figured he can whoop a big block, he get up there with it. He didn't talk about, oh, you got a big block. If he figured, man, that he wasn't running no harder than him, he fucking, I'm going to try you. You understand? That's the way it's supposed to be. Now, if you figure he way stronger than you, no, don't throw no money away. But if you see everybody ain't running because they got a big block or a small block. Yeah, sometimes you got to look at the mindset.
People let their cry get in the way of all that. Yeah. And then they go get fucked up. That's what happens.
Hey, Big Eddie.
ET win races, not parks.
Check the text.
I see it, Tim. You can talk about it, Tim. Go ahead, man.
Oh, I don't know nothing. I just saw it.
He said, dog hit the wall.
Bully dog hit the wall.
And the eye?
They didn't say that.
I don't know.
Who was in a Mustang?
Yeah, probably in Jay Bond's car.
708-0406, your mic is open.
Hey, this girl, what's going on here?
What up, girl?
Kind of look on as far as what you all were talking about. By me being doing this for 30-plus years, you know, most of the people we know, I know, I've known that long, so 30 years, so 20 to 30 years. But what I'm looking at, the difference between the young guys now or the young crowd, is not personal with them as far as them just going to the race. I got people that's supposed to know me a long time, somebody they're going to bring out personal business, personal things about me, and or they got a problem with what somebody else used to do back in the old days. And these are grown men that's 50 and 60 years old, like they little kids, but they older people, but they mind like they resort to little kids. That don't have nothing to do with, my personal life don't have nothing to do with a drag race. I done got beat by many people through the years in racing, of course. But I'm cordial with every person that has beaten me. Most guys taking grudges from old days and still carrying them on to now, as far as the old heads go. Whereas the young guys, they don't have nothing personal. They just want you to get up there, because I'm watching their whole demeanor in their game now. You get up there and we race. That's all they talking about. They don't talk about nothing about no personal or what you do and who you are and what you did. There's none of that with them young guys now. And I applaud them for that. Whereas my problem with racing is girls racing is the older heads now. They're the ones getting me to the point where I don't even care to do this no more because of people that I came up through the ranks. And they got personal or want to hold grudges against you or me from years ago. These are the ones that get me and the ones I don't want to be around. I can tolerate the young crowd. You know, I can stomach them because, again, they all about one thing, and that's just to compete, which that's the way it should be. But when a grown man and 50s and 60-year-old men want to talk about what somebody did in their past or what they have done, they don't have nothing to do with drag racing, but this is what they carry it on with, you know. So this is just something I think is just a shot in the foot or a black eye in the game is the older crowd.
You're talking so, you don't have to deal with them as the young folks deal with each other. We had somebody come on one of them shows before and said that they do have the same problem among each other too. You know, as human beings, people, you know, all got different personalities, so they gonna clash from time to time. But it should go only to a certain extent. I mean, they do the same thing. Who got their background on? Somebody got a lot of background on. Let me go see right. All right. Yeah, somebody was just doing something. I don't know what y'all were doing, whoever it was, but it had a whole lot of noise. Oh, we got another hand up. 708-2978. Who we got?
Terrence, what's going on, fellas?
What's happening, man? Get off the speakerphone.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Is that better?
Yeah, a lot better.
Okay.
How you doing, E?
What's going on with everybody?
All right.
Yes, sir. We just on here talking, man.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of when I was coming on. I mean, come on. We all grown men, as far as I'm concerned. And, I mean, people going to argue. They're going to disagree. You know, just like the old saying,
that's
you
right.
Got to learn how to agree to disagree. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I mean, not everybody going to feel the same way about everything. I mean, I done seen two grown men fighting in the middle of a fire, in the building on fire. Two officers. So, I mean, they were physically pushing around each other. They couldn't hurt each other. They had all their fucking gear on, but come on. I mean, we got them separated and we finished the job, you know?
Yeah, we're trying to see if anybody's going to call in.
let us know how Willie Dog doing. He's supposed to hit the wall.
What's going on? Oh, man. Prayers go out to him and his family right now.
Yeah.
I mean, but all that other nonsense, that's just exactly what it is. Sometimes you got to be the bigger person and let shit go.
Yeah. It's going, like I say, it's going to always be something, man. It's just how you deal with it.
Yep.
Too many different personalities. Everybody,
because I got too many things else going on. Right, I got too many other things going on in life.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about the next man.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel
too many
bad
different
about
personalities.
A minute, that's it. Just a minute.
Yeah, you can't let nobody stop you from being you, man. Being the person you are.
Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, they ain't see you fucking you or loving you.
But thanks, Eddie, for allowing me to get on the show.
What the fuck is that?
I got to slide off.
Man, I ain't got to allow you to get on the show. I'll be looking for you to come on the show. I don't know what it took
man,
so long, man. I'm glad you came on.
I work at the railroad, so I got away from the job today. I was able to get on for a second. Before I tend to the wife, but
okay,
I'm gonna get on. Yeah, I'll be able to get on. I'm gonna try to get on some more though. Once one of them days is open for me on the Fridays, but man, I mean it's to, real quick. I mean it could get better. It's just you know.
Oh yeah.
Everybody
it
just got a race, man.
Leave things in the past, you know, leave things alone, you know, let it go.
I wouldn't say that right now. Or whatever, because, like, for example, with Sham Race, he had a good
yeah.
event. But look who was doing it. It was the old heads that was racing for the most part, the ones that had been out there for years. It wasn't no,
guys,
no new
really
guns.
Didn't show up. They really didn't show up either.
Right, but, I mean, at the same time,
there was a couple
again,
of them I was looking for. You know what I'm saying? They didn't show up like they said they were.
Year after year, most
wow.
of the time you're gonna have the older guys that's been out there for years that's gonna actually get down in that paint and do something. You know, you're gonna have a few here and there that's in a newer school range, but the old heads for the most part is the ones that's gonna get down because they don't care what crew you with, who you are, what you got. We could just negotiate a race. They're gonna race. Lenny got up there three times
yeah, man.
A couple weeks ago. Three times. No issue, because that's his pedigree. That's how he is. You know what I'm saying?
That's how he is. That's right.
If it was,
yeah, them boys got up there.
You see what I'm saying? If it was some newer school guys like that, I haven't seen nobody in a while that got up there three times in one day. It's been a while I've seen that. Been a minute. He went back to back. Three-piece, spicy. But again, like I say, he old school. That's in him. That's how he get down. That's how his crew get down. That's just how they are. I seen other guys there shaking down.
Yeah, and I enjoy it,
too. Steady shaking down. I'm like, man, are you going to try to get something going? It's just, like I said, it's just a different pedigree, man. Different pedigree. Once everybody starts saying, okay, you know what, we can race and still be friends or still be cordial, that's when it'll change.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, it got to get to that, you know. It got to get to that. But like I said, if I ever get a chance to get my car right, I'm going to have some fun the best way I can, man. And if anybody
yeah.
else want to have fun, they can have fun with me. But yeah, all the other stuff,
our business,
I'm going to stay away from it, man. That's us.
Yeah.
That's
man,
us.
Y'all enjoy
I mean,
the weekend.
It looked like every year before I come out, something happened enough to put me behind. Some of the guys know what happened, so, you know, but I'm still trying. I ain't gave up yet.
So if you trying, what give me the right to come and dog you out and talk venom and spit venom on you, man, you know, you doing the best you can. I don't know all your circumstances, but when I want to make myself look good, and I talk about you, Eddie, and everybody else laugh, they got a lot of background noise, man. What the heck going on?
Yeah, I don't know who that is. He's back again.
And if I talk about you and discourage you, then now you ain't racing. You don't want to come over there no more. So, I mean, it's just we got to do better, man. We got to kind of like kind of got to help teach them a little bit more, because if you don't, you know, they're going to race the way they want to race, and my man was 100% right, and we're going to race the way we want to race. And like I said, it just ain't going to be all that. Yelling and screaming, cussing your mama.
If y'all can come up to a happy medium, if y'all can come up to a happy medium, y'all can race. If not, then you just don't race. That's all.
That's all right.
You know, race somebody else.
It is. Yeah. But it's fun, Eddie, if you think about it. If Eddie racing Zay, he young. If Tim House running Jeremiah. It's fun, man. We old school against the young guy, you know, and that's all it is, man. We're just having fun racing, man.
Yeah.
And if they want to race, it's time for them to race. That's all, man. But your mama, your finances, your children, and all that. Come on, man.
We gotta kill these guys.
It ain't necessary to make me race. You gonna make me not race now? Because I don't want to get in a fight with you.
I ain't getting in my feelings, so it don't matter to me. I don't care what nobody say. They can talk about whatever. As long as they don't talk about family, you leave the family out of it. But anything else?
But they do talk about the family. They do talk about the family.
Yeah, well, that's when they cross the line. You know? And that's the thing. Some people can talk to some people a certain type of ways about anything like that, and it don't bother them. You know, certain things push certain people's butts. You know, not everything gonna push everybody's butt.
Right.
Tim House, you ever shot dice?
About my mother and father because they died the way they died. You know what I'm saying? Suffer.
Tim House, you ever shot dice?
No, I can't count that fast.
Well, they say all that. That's what you call saving the bar. They say all that. Hopefully not. You won't race, and they can get up there and say, "Well, yeah, I was trying to get on his ass or this, that, and the other." But that's what that's all about.
Hey, one thing about it, old school like Leon, Vic. And Lenny,
they just show us, man. All that is not necessary if you're going to race. You can
call
if you're trying to race. What I want to hear about a race, I say nothing else to talk about. Everybody's gone ahead and left it alone. If I don't hear what I want to hear, I say, man, we ain't got nothing else to talk about. Then that's it.
Some of these thin-skinned guys, man, they got to keep their emotions off their shoulder.
Right.
Because
it's all about people getting in their feelings.
Right. Like your mom and them told you, if you have a sore on your leg and you picked at it, it's going to get infected. If you got these guys and they weak, I'm not going to call them weak, but they sensitive, and they already let you know that they are, then you know you got them. Anytime you want to knock them off their square, all you gotta do is just say something. The next thing you know, it's all discombobulated, man. You cannot let these people.
But what if I feel that you trying to treat me less than a man? You disrespecting me, and I don't like it, so I'm getting upset. That ain't got nothing to do with racism, man.
Tim, it's not gonna get to that point with somebody like me. If you say something out of line, on the first thing you say out of line that I have some offense with, me and your conversation is over with. Now, I'm going to either walk away or I'm just going to stop talking to you, period, because it takes two to argue. It takes two.
Yeah, you're right.
You cannot take this stuff serious. A lot of times, most of these people just trying to get under your skin, but a lot of these new generations, they don't understand that, and they think
they're getting hit personal. Now they want to get better. No, it's, you have to keep cool heads, man. You got to keep a cool head, and you'll be all right, in my opinion.
No, you're right. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
Brother D tell me the same thing. Eddie probably told me, don't get upset, don't get all mad. And I said, look, man, sometime, you know, he didn't just went to the point that he disrespected me as a man. I ain't no hoe.
Well, the first thing you got to realize is they trying to do that stuff on purpose. Once you realize that, you say, hey, shit, I know what you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't going to work. You know, and then like
you know, I was looking at it like
you don't want to when you want to hear what they're saying, walk away from it, walk away from it, walk away from the conversation.
Once they see that it won't work, now they got to find another way to try to jab at you. Cause sitting here and trying to go deep on you ain't bothering you none. So now they got to do something else and leave it alone.
Yeah. I was looking at when they said anybody come up there to win $1,000, they had to have 28s on and they put them stiffs in there. You know, I was looking at most of the cars that went down the track, they didn't look too much faster than each other. The ones that was out there running up and down the track, and the caliber of cars that was out there said, I'd have told them, got them to run what you run. First 10 cars up here can get in it. First 6 cars for that $1,000 or whatever. And run with your brunk. Shit.
Now, I was
some
trying to hurry up and get up
there. Trying to line up.
I was trying to hurry up and get up there.
When they put them stiffs in there, everybody, and that eliminated a lot of people that probably could have got up there and probably couldn't even whoop the cars they had 28 on. You know, they put them stiffs in there.
I ain't hear the stiffs. All I heard was anything on 28th, and I got on, tried to get on up there.
That was the stiff, 28th. Everybody had 28th. That's what I'm saying. You might have had some cars with smaller tires or bigger tires that couldn't whoop them cars on 28th that you could have let get in there.
Right.
You know, and probably could have had that little shootout. But you got to stop all this class stuff, too, and grudge racing. You gotta stop all the class stuff. They do a lot of class. You know, if you think you can whoop them, go for them. If you don't, leave them alone. Simple
right.
as that. Let them choose.
Shit, it was free entry. I didn't give a fuck whether I won or not. Shit, I was gonna get up there and try.
That's what I'm saying. Free entry, right? You just
shit,
make
it cost me
a test
shit.
Pass and try to. Right. You get paid
so
to
the
race,
and you gave me a free entry, and I don't have to put up with that new garbage. I'd rather go here and take a chance and win this $2,500 or $5,000 of free entry, and I'm running against guys that I know is equal with me, and I think I'd take a chance over here. But if I come over in the grudge racing world, you tricking me, you talking about my mama, and you up in my face, I'm ready to fight, I'm upset, and then you trick me out of my money, why would I want to come back over here, man? But tell me the truth. Why would I come back into the grudge
racing? You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, all that shit talking is part of grudge racing. You can't be thin skin.
Yeah, but
so why would you
want to
fight? You know what I'm saying?
What they
fight,
doing, man.
Fighting ain't gonna make you want to get a raise in. Yeah, I'm looking to get your pocket. I'm not worried about what you're saying. I'm gonna get in your ass afterward.
Mhm. Mhm.
Hey Tim, anybody you can call and check on dog?
I tried one person answer the phone, and they said he's doing okay. And they hung up because they said somebody was in the car or something. I don't know what they're doing, but that was it. It was just he okay. Click. No, that was the end of the conversation. So.
Oh okay.
So I didn't know,
you know that much.
That.
Yeah.
Ain't Bobby Cole down there? Anybody got Bobby's number?
I can try it. Let me see if I can try.
Bobby Cole there?
Him. I don't know. We'll try.
Yeah. Because I had been watching earlier. I didn't
see it a lot, but I didn't see Bobby and them down there.
What happened, Ed?
They say dogs will they hit the wall.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That old Mustang J. Bond got must ride a little bit. It looked pretty good.
Yep.
Oh, there it is right there. Wow, that looked like that was it right there.
If you find it, send it to my phone, Ed.
All right.
If you can,
That dog, where it go? Was that it? Oh, shit. Wheelchair race, my phone.
Yep.
Hey, it something looked like that was J-Bomb Mustang taking off. Real short video. Now I can't find it.
Anything in the skillet tonight, Eddie? Any fish being fried?
Not that I know of.
Where's our head chef at tonight?
Hello. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
Hello. I just got a report. They said that dog is okay. They said it wasn't a real bad, hard hit. They said the car up on the trailer, it don't even look real bad. So they said he all right.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good. That's good. Oh, we got a hand up here, y'all. 708-4199, who we got?
Cafe 18, baby.
Hello.
What up, baby? Yeah, I just made a call. They said he all right. He just scrubbed the wall. He outside the car. He's okay.
Very good, very good.
Okay, that's good, Steve.
Yeah, I made a phone call down there. They said the guy was he was down there. He said he did scrub the wall. He's outside the car. The car now probably messed up. He said he scraped the wall.
Right.
He said the car's okay too. That's the second thing. The dog is okay.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, good.
That's great.
Right.
Oh, shit. Doors just flew open. I don't know. He probably don't know. Looks like he's pulling over.
Uh-oh, we got another hand up, y'all.
All right, now.
Uh-oh.
What's happening, everybody?
Your mic is open. What's
up, man? What's happening? What's going on?
You the man.
Nah,
I thought them boys would have been on here tonight. Looking for you, boy. Cause you were rough last night.
Them boys ain't looking for me. That's the difference. That's the difference.
Sure
they know I'm on They know I'm gonna go, so they ain't looking for me. See, a lot of things get, you got, I'm not saying that there's no races, but the whole thing is, see, I was born into this.
Yes, sir.
From the day that I came out the womb, I was, at 7 months, I was at the racetrack.
Somebody got a TV or something behind them making noise. Somebody got some noise behind them.
Oh, so that's the difference.
Not Tim House.
That's Toe Tag running.
I didn't come in. I ain't got nothing on no TV or nothing, but.
No, it ain't true. No. It was on before you came in.
See, I go way back, Mr. Eddie. I don't know if you remember.
Yes, sir.
You used to go to US 30.
Uh-huh.
My daddy had a, he still got it. He got an Opel GT. It was green.
Uh-huh.
It's called Doc Brown's Boogie Machine.
Okay.
And he still got it.
Let me go find this noise right quick, man. Y'all go ahead and continue to talk.
No, so I've been in this race game all my life. That's what I like to do. I ain't in it because I got the money.
You still don't know nothing.
That's good. I don't have to know nothing, but guess what? You can't whoop me.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Nah.
Oh, shit.
Lock in.
Lock in?
Oh, shit.
Lock in. Say it again.
Lock in.
Say
either
again.
One of them cars you got, lock in.
Say it again.
Lock in, man.
I don't feel like it.
Oh, okay. See, now.
What up, baby?
See, that's Lil Steve talking now. See, Big Steve might have engaged. Lil Steve ain't gonna. I don't think Lil Steve, he'd have lost weight and heart.
I'll try you on foot. And heart? Come on, man.
Yeah. Weight and heart. I'll
try you on foot.
You win. You win.
Yeah. Lock in.
You win.
Okay.
I ain't running no motherfucking well.
I'll stretch mark your ass.
Oh, man.
You winning that, too. Then you a fool. But, yeah, you know, these guys, man, they need to quit with this. And I've been saying that for the longest, but just like Tim House said, grudge racing has turned into a glorified class race.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It ain't. It doesn't turn into
who can get the most likes on Facebook. That's all it is.
Oh, that too. But my thing is this. If I think I can win, I don't care if you got a 1733 on them. I got a 10-inch or 1000. If I think I can win,
that's
I'm
right.
Going. A lot of people haven't really paid attention that year. When I first brought that toe tag out, nobody paid attention to what size tire I had. I had a 900 on my car back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. If you can win, you can win. Dog said something earlier. Him and Bobby Cole, somebody was interviewing. I think it was Jay Bond that was interviewing. And Dog said, you know, the main thing is they with Bobby Cole and Coleman Young. That was a race, but they racing ETs. They didn't care about that Bobby with no 5-inch. You know, they racing ETs.
Yeah.
And back when we used to street race, we were some of the original ones in Michigan that had 29s and 28s on. And now they glorify the 28s and 29s. That's fine. Ain't no problem with it. So what I'm trying to say is when the old folks like me and Eddie, all of us, what we're doing is saying that we set the stage and then took it to another level, and that's fine. But let's keep out a couple of other little things, and we'll be racing and having fun again.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're right. All this is glorified. This ain't nothing but a class racing. You know it. I know it. And they don't want to say that because they bring in action to the track by doing that and getting the fans something to see, because grudge racing, they went down to nothing. You know, so now you get in the shootout and you grudge race in the shootout trying to get that money. You know, and that's what it's all about. You know?
Sometimes you have to go get your man in the shootout.
You got to get your man in the shootout. Yeah, well.
Get your man. Grudge race in the shootout.
Get your man. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm
you have to do to get
some.
Amen.
I'm from the school of hard knocks. If I think I can whoop you, I'm going.
That's right.
And I still got a big
time.
Some
people get in shootouts, don't even care if they win the shootout. They just trying to get to a certain person.
Yeah, that could be too. Because, I mean, I still got my big tire car, but hell, some of these small tire cars, I wouldn't even look their way with my big tire car. Shit, I don't want no smoke.
Tell me about it, Vic. Tell me about it.
That's where the technology is.
You damn right.
But watch this. In the same token, they got the little tire, and if they know that they super fan, either they can race you or don't race you. All they got to do is make the race sweet enough that you'll come out there and you'll try
it. Exactly.
Any two cars can race, what I'm trying to say. And they made it like only the 28th can run the 28th. You can take a 28 car and take a big tire car like mine and run out of my life. They do it all the time.
That's right.
So all that talking, man, is... It's over with, man. Oh, man,
somebody,
you got Willie Bob.
Somebody got a speakerphone. Somebody got a speakerphone. Could you mute your mic? You ready to talk if you ain't talking?
There we go.
Yeah, that's true.
They got 28 that run. They got a 60-foot better than the big tire car with Willie Bob's, man. And you talking crazy.
Right.
I got to stop the Spencer car. I ain't stupid. You got $7,000-$8,000 shock, $10,000 shock man, with all the controllers and you can't live
stock style. Stock style car.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. So yeah, man, we ain't falling for that, man. Let's race and have a good time and enjoy each other, you know. And the guys that's been around a long time, Eddie can go right out there and look at a car. He ain't gotta put no number on, he'll say yeah. That's a car I can handle, or that's a car a Chuck can handle that car. Oh no, that's a Donnie type of car. You know, you can look at the car. You ain't got to put a number on him, but you know about where he at. You know.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Tim House.
Why can't we be friends?
Have you ever looked up at the lights down there, and they said a 28 tire one or a 29 inch tire one? Do they go by ET? That one.
Well,
ET baby.
That's it. You know, but they try to put that 28 on you or all that other stuff, man. You know, it don't even make
Hey, you look at that dude. Ron Rhodes with that leaf spring car. That run 14. Come on, man. With a leaf spring.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You talking about the Dodge?
No, that Dodge
motherfucker, boy. That Dodge motherfucker.
Yeah, the Dodge bad too, but Ron Rhodes got the I think it's a
motherfucking nigga down there.
He got a Nova. See, the Nova or Camaro. But shit, he can run 14. On a leaf spring.
Well, like I said, I was brought up in the age, you know, Well, it took a act of Congress to keep me off your ass, and E.T. always won a race. There was a big tire, a small tire.
E.T. still win races.
Yeah. As far as I know of.
Most just don't want to agree. Yeah, my big tire car, that mug been sitting in the garage for going on 6-7 years. Hell, I ain't looked at that car. And I thought I was a bad boy with a 107-60. Man, I got motherfuckers, you got some boys with some 28s or 275s
yep.
That's close to 101s and all that,
yep.
man, please.
99.9. It is what
yeah.
it is, man.
On a small tire. Here it is.
I never
got this big ass 1633 back here.
Right.
And I think I'm doing something.
I never know.
Put a
10.5W
on there. Put a 10.5W on there and see what I have.
I never known a tire to determine a race.
I don't want to put no 10.5W on there.
What's
up, baby? 1633, that's what's going to be on.
Yes, sir. But you took that out to me. There's some people that know. There's some people that know they'll kill you on a 28, and they'll sit there and they'll tell you take your tires off.
Right.
That's crazy as
right.
hell.
Knowing that you ain't got a chance with him anyway.
Right.
You know, but it is what it is. I'm having fun. Win, lose, or draw. Win or lose, I'm having fun. And I ain't finna bring
hey,
your mama
and dad. Won't you, won't you guys come out with a big tire shootout like that, old school big tire shootout? At least you can get the dust off the cars. I'm saying they, because they ain't never getting old like we are. Getting older, ain't getting no faster.
Man,
it's getting older.
Dude, that car, I ain't even. I'm gonna be 100 with you. I ain't seen that car in 2 years.
See,
that car sitting in my car.
It'd be 10 years before you see.
I'm just being honest. It's sitting in my son's garage. I ain't seen that car in 2 years.
I'm in the same boat.
100 with you. I told him the other day. I said, I was thinking about selling. He said, for what? I said, because I ain't did nothing with it. He said, well, just leave it to me. I'm gonna do something with it. I said, well, there it is. Go do something with it. I don't care. Hell, I'm having fun.
Well,
he wants you to fix it for him. Nah, yeah, I've been doing enough of that. Can't keep doing that. I ain't got it like that. But, you know.
He want to be sponsored by Toltag Internationals.
No. I can't handle it. I got enough on my plate with them two I got. Them two that I've been running. Toltag
and life.
And that too.
And life.
I'm going to be real with you. Today was a bad day for me, hell. The power went out. I couldn't even open my shop today. The power, my landlord just called me.
Oh, man.
An hour ago and said the power back on.
I couldn't wait to get to work because the AC in my house went out. It's cool at home. It's cool at work. It's cool at home.
Right.
My wife said, I'm getting a room. I'm not staying here. And the man fixed the AC tomorrow. She's going to get a room.
Right.
The kids.
Amen.
Only person at the now is only person at the house now is the dog, and I got two fans on him.
Mm.
Yeah.
I ain't mad.
Yeah.
But that's how it be, man. Hey, life. But I remember back in the day, dude, we'd go to the track. Man, them was the days. I mean, to be honest, I miss the quick 16s and the quick 16 shootouts and stuff like that. I miss all that. But it ain't a whole lot of that going on no more.
Yeah.
The small time stuff
took over.
The
guys who did that shit, is fading away. It's fading off.
Right, exactly.
Father time, yeah.
Yeah.
And the new generation's is all Facebook races.
Right. Yeah, them with that, them damn Hellcats and all that shit done took over.
Yeah.
Hell.
But it's going to be all right. We just got to, I mean, that's just like when everybody want to bash the track and all that, dude, man. If that track closed, there's going to be a lot of motherfuckers hurt.
Yeah.
I know I will be. So I ain't bashing shit. If anything, I'm going to try to help you get better.
Yeah.
But we got to support our own tracks to make our tracks better.
Ain't nothing wrong with
41. I didn't have a problem hooking at all at Sham's race. And that was one car with
that's
a slick
an
and one car, one car with a slick and one car with a radio. Neither one of them had a problem.
But the cars that did, they was out there in the middle of the heat. It was hot out there, man. And they had on radio.
Well,
once it cooled down, it was good.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
The people who are complaining can have 1,000 pounds of glue on the track, and they're still going to complain about they can't hook. So that's their own personal problem.
Yeah.
That's true, too. That's
773-3080. Your mic is open.
They sponsored
Thank
by
you,
Track Auto.
What's happening, Big Eddie?
What's going on, Ray Lowe?
Oh, nothing too much. I was just
How
listening
feel,
to
man?
Ray Lowe.
A little quiet tonight. I got a question. What? Now, don't get me wrong. I love all my grudge races. I love everybody. Is they going to do anything with the track this weekend? Is anybody going to race or come out there and race or try to come out there? Just be out there. You might find a race if you come out there.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, we were trying to find that out.
It ain't easy to just be getting all this fuel and nitrous and come to the track. I understand that. That make a whole lot of sense. But at the track, open test and tune all weekend.
All weekend,
It's come good. I'm sure you can.
I tried to get some races out there last night, but I didn't get nothing happening. So I'm going this weekend. My kids. It's Father's Day Sunday, so I'm going to Muncie. My son lives in Muncie, so I'm going down to Muncie and barbecue with my kids.
But it's got to be close by the track.
I think
Muncie
somebody
riding
around in Gary with a red new style Camaro riding through Gary the other day. I said, boy, he having some fun riding around, just cruising.
What, a new style Camaro?
17 and 18. About a 2017-2018 Camaro Red. He is riding around having fun.
Hey,
up and down Ridge Road.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir. Look at this here. He having fun, this car.
Hey, I just bought me an 81 short bed pickup truck with a small block in it. I've been having a ball when I leave my shop driving my truck.
Yeah.
I mean,
you enjoy what you
got
your money into.
That's right. You got to. Anymore, it's all about enjoying life, man. I'm not going to be arguing with nobody and all that shit every day.
Look who here today that wasn't here last year.
Exactly.
I mean,
Who was there last year and ain't here today? Right.
Ain't here today. Yes, sir. You know what I mean.
They got a piece of it. I could be the lost in grudge race. Not really lost, but certain things I may not know about grudge. What's the deal with all this? You come to about all this glue. I can understand that some people got them radios and everything. I can understand that.
That's the new technology and everybody. I mean, it's to be 100% honest, it's proven that you can go faster on a radio.
Yeah, I know that.
If you tune your car, then it don't matter. It's just like Leon
Everybody
said last night on the track.
Everybody ain't got
radio. Exactly. They're not finna just cater to no radios because we up here.
Yep.
You know, down south.
Got no radio. What are you talking about? Blue, they ain't got no radio.
Man, that's because Muggs just won't
fucking
crap. Man,
we was down at Memphis, you
hardly
even seen a slick car down there. Over that rail.
Okay,
well, that's why they cater to
them. Right. Fast, I mean, they do fast.
But I
heard one grudge racer say, this is on the East Coast. He loved a race. He said, one dude said, I can't go there. It ain't radio prep. He said, let's both put on slicks then. We both even. We back even. We ain't got to go try to find no radio track. Let's go. Let's go now. Let's just go put on both of us, put on slicks. We equal. We
equal. Well, I got to change my car. I got to change my car. Yeah, that's going to be the next thing being
said. Right. Got to change the car.
Got to change my car.
Got to put different shocks on. Got to do this. Got to do that or whatever. Well, same on them.
Hey, it's all about tunability. If you going to take the time to learn your car and then know what it takes to make it go down the track, it is what it is. We both got to go down the same track.
I thought they had different lanes.
Either
on
you, I'm
gonna rub on or the rub off. Which
that's
one
right.
You
I'm gonna give you a lane choice.
We both. You fuck with rub on or fuck with rub off. Either way it goes, you fuck.
All right.
Well, I know something that ain't dead, though. I'm sorry they ain't into it. I'm sorry they ain't into bracket racing, because bracket racing ain't dead.
No, it ain't dead.
No, it ain't dead.
Hell, that's
me.
Why I'm be. That's where I came from.
No, it ain't dead.
I know one thing. This fucking cup of coffee I just custom ordered is dead. They ain't put no sweet glow in this motherfucker, bitch.
What's wrong with you, man?
Man, I done snuck off to go get me a fresh cup of Dunkin' Donuts. I got back to the plant to sip it. There ain't no sweetener on it. Nothing.
Well, your ass shouldn't have snuck off. What you get?
That's not good.
I'm sleeping. I'm sleeping.
I'm calling the damn supervisor.
I was on break.
Your motherfucking
name. I was on break. How about
you still
that?
Ain't supposed to leave
break.
The property.
Oh, come on. The property, what you mean? This whole torrent is forward. They got plants all down the street. So I was at another plant. My bag's working all the facilities, so I can just be down and get in the park. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm nationwide.
You bringing that, what you call that? Call that jack-o'-lantern out anytime soon?
No. No. I'm not bringing it out. No.
No? Oh, okay.
No, I'm not bringing it out.
Okay.
Why? I was asking why. Because
you asking why?
It's just going to fill the trailer. Everybody going to bed. They're going to put race cars on. All the cars I got race is a race. All these two I'm racing is race cars. I don't race cars.
I race you with toe tag. A toe tag ain't no race car.
That's two different classes, man. You, and it was one thing you lied to me for one thing.
What?
One thing you lighter than me.
Man,
you ain't got no AC. You ain't got no AC in your car. You ain't got no music in your car.
With your,
and your top don't drop down.
Car?
And your top don't fall down.
I'm talking about your orange car. I ain't talking about no
damn.
Man.
Hold on. Let me hold on. I gotta answer
that.
Let me check my lottery numbers and see if I hit the lottery yet. How about that?
You don't need no lottery.
Well, I need some bread to fix that motherfucker. How about that? You gonna donate?
Man,
I'll be like your son.
Man,
you gonna
stop
fix
it, man.
Steve,
you can stop with the bullshit.
I can't fix it. It's a pandemic. I can't fix it. Yeah, I'm going to blame it on the pandemic like I do everything else. That's why I ain't got no ties, no parts, no nothing. It's a pandemic.
I bought some
rims for my truck. They sent me four tires and two rims. The other two rims will be here in August. But they took all my money. and then tell me that's your pocket cash. Tell me, four brand new tires and two brand new rims, I can't do shit. I'm not going to ride around like a Puerto Rican. Put two on the back. Man, fuck you. I'm dead fucking serious. Oh, sorry, we're in the garage. I had to close the door back. You ain't going to see that.
I believe you.
Yeah.
But you can stop. You can stop with all that shit talking about you can't fix your car. If you want to fix your car, it'd be fixed. Just say you don't want to fix it.
I got other things I'm trying to do that's more important. Like how to fuck
okay, I agree.
That's it.
That's the same thing I just said. But
that's
don't
it.
Say you can't fix it or you can't bring
hey,
it out. You can't afford to bring
Vic.
It out. Yeah.
Another thing you have to look at too. Everybody ain't fortunate enough to know how to work on no car like you do. Like,
yeah.
I do. Like, I can pull my own motors, my own transits or whatever. I can do a lot of work myself and switch my motors. Some guys can't do that. They got to go do
that. Yeah, you're right about
ain't
that.
Ain't no joke, boy. People ain't going to play with you.
Yeah.
People is not going to play
hey.
With you, especially these days.
Hey, Ray Lowe, and he ain't got lay on his back. He can put on the horse. Look at that shit. He got all the toys over there.
Yeah,
he said, what?
Yeah, that's a whole different ballpark.
You ain't got to lay on the ground. You can put on the horse and lift it up.
You damn
I'm
right.
not getting on the ground no more. There's too many ants
I put it. Hey, I put in a lot of work to be able to do that.
I didn't say you didn't. God bless the child of God his own.
Damn right. I
you
said,
got,
hey, if you don't
all
progress,
I got, something. All I got is full jacks and a couple of high jack stands and my arms and my back. I'm not getting down no more.
Okay, well, I got an open lift for you. Just let me know when you want to use it.
Because you're going to be looking under my skirt and see what I got.
I give you the key and I won't even be there. I knew you was going to come up with another damn excuse.
Yeah.
But I'm going to leave you alone.
Until the next time we meet.
Yeah, until the next time I talk to you.
Yeah, that's it. I gotta go on mute because I gotta act like I'm at work.
Oh, okay.
Hey, boss, man, what y'all doing, man? I've been sitting waiting on y'all all night long, man. Well, come on, man, where the car is at? Y'all been looking for me? I've been over there.
Vic, I got another question, Vic, and I know you know, just asking generally. How much do
what's
5
that?
Gallons of 118 cost or 116?
I'm
how much
back.
Do it cost?
I know C23 is 100 and for 5 gallons it's like $110.
That's C23. That's the highest one they make.
That's nitrous for nitrous.
For nitrous, yeah.
That's
nitrous.
Out of my mind.
Yeah.
That's
so
probably about $100 very low. It's probably about $100.
Right, about $100 for 5 gallons. Just
yeah.
like for Sham's race. Dude, I bought a brand new set of tires. I filled up 4 nitrous bottles and bought 15 gallons of fuel. That was $1,300 for one day. And that didn't count getting the car to the track. That ain't counting plugs. None of that. That was 15 gallons of race fuel, some rear tires, and getting my bottles filled.
No wonder your son wants you to fix the car.
You say what?
No wonder your son wants you to fix the other car. You got the bread.
Shit, I ain't got shit. I just spent it. But, hey.
That's
why ain't gonna be anybody at the track tomorrow. Or Sunday. Grudge racing on Tesla,
yeah.
Not even Tesla. Man,
yeah,
I ain't saying I'm rich in that, but boy, it costs money to go racing these days.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Money.
Yeah, no doubt. But I remember back
nice.
In the day with my big tire car, it didn't cost me but maybe $200 to go racing.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, times have changed, boy. It's crazy.
Shit, nah, hell. You buy a set of tires, hell, man, shit. And I'm
man,
talking about a little tire.
Yeah, a little tight to get a radio, ET Street, whatever y'all they radio them 275. Well, to get them to your door nowadays, my guess is about $600, ain't it? Plus.
Yeah.
Get them to your door.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
728. How much?
728.
I was sure.
And that's if you buy them over in Illinois. See, you get them in Indiana, it's cheaper. Because in Illinois, you gotta pay that damn road tax and all that shit. In Indiana, we don't have to pay that. But it costs the race. It's like all these mugs going up and down the track testing. Man, I'm not testing like that no more. Shit.
That's on a motherfucker's ass. That's what you test that. Test on
damn
the
right. Shit, it costs too much.
I'm moving to Indiana.
Moving to Indiana, all you're going to do is save a little bit on tax.
I'm so glad I switched over to methanol to the don't go.
Yeah.
55 gallons of methanol for $200.
Oh, wait, how much?
$200.
Yeah, you buy that.
Go ahead, Vic.
No, go ahead, Leon.
Okay, you buy that for consistent and ending. We grew at 123 as fast as you can go and win.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
He said that gas you buy, that methanol, that's for index. He said that C23 is for trying to go as fast as you can go.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you this. When I put my car back on gas, it feel like I'm going to the grocery store. When I put it on methanol, it seemed like I put nitrous on it. What does that mean?
Hey, keep doing what you're doing. That's what it means.
You're trying to win. You're trying to win. It all adds up to equals out. You're trying to win.
That's it.
I switched it back to gas. I was just trying something. I switched it back to racing gas.
Uh-huh.
Felt like I was driving around the Walmart. Put it back on methanol. It seemed like I put nitrous on it.
I heard that before. I got one of my buddies. He's trying his best to get me to go to put alcohol on my car.
I don't know if it'll make somebody else's cars run faster, but I wasn't trying to go faster, but it made mine go way faster, like way faster.
Yeah, they say it do.
I love it.
It's just a different learning curve too. You gotta learn. You gotta learn everything all over again. Especially if you're trying to spray nitrous on it. Now you done changed. I mean, you know.
Okay, that could be a different ballpark there. Never
exactly.
Sprayed no
you
nitrous.
Gotta relearn everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Like I'm gonna tell you the truth, Vic, and it threw me a curve now. Now I just went to methanol, I just switched to it and everything was fine. Now I put another motor in, a total different motor. Now I'm chasing jetting and tuning.
Yeah.
I'm getting there. I just about got it now. I think I just about, but I did run into some situation with some tricky jetting. I had to do keep going up on jet, just keep going up. But just didn't want to work right. I think I got it now. It's working, but it just ain't working like real smooth. Running a little lean.
Okay.
But I had a problem the first time I switched. I switched and just kept on racing. Everything was fine. I got lucky and had a good combination.
Yeah, that means you're making more power now.
Yeah.
That's
what that means. You know what that means?
Yeah, that's what that means. You know what it means. You ain't got that same little popcorn.
I didn't know, man.
Hey, you ain't still got that little popcorn